Joey Moretti has captivated millions of readers worldwide with its intoxicating blend of forbidden romance and mafia intrigue. This New York Times bestseller has become a TikTok sensation, with countless videos dedicated to Max DeMarco's pierced anatomy and Joey's journey from sheltered mafia princess to powerful woman in her own right. Even celebrities like Megan Fox have been spotted with the distinctive black and red cover, while the book has sparked heated debates about power dynamics and relationships. What makes this story so compelling isn't just the steamy encounters, but the exploration of family loyalty, betrayal, and finding one's identity in a world where every choice has potentially deadly consequences. Max DeMarco carries the crushing weight of what he believes is an unforgivable sin. On a rain-soaked night in his early 20s, after hours of drinking at the Purple Door Tavern, Max thought he strangled a woman named Fiona Delgado in an alcohol-fueled blackout. His best friends and surrogate brothers, Dante and Lorenzo Moretti, discovered him in the alley behind the bar, trembling and incoherent next to what appeared to be Fiona's lifeless body. Without hesitation, they helped him dispose of the evidence, using their family's funeral home to incinerate her remains in the dead of night, a secret that would bind the three men together forever. This devastating event carved deep grooves into Max's psyche. He developed severe insomnia and night terrors, refusing to share a bed with anyone for more than a few hours. Even casual dating became impossible as he constructed elaborate excuses to leave before falling asleep, terrified that his unconscious mind might once again transform him into a killer. His self-imposed isolation extended beyond romance. He kept everyone at arm's length, believing he didn't deserve genuine connection or happiness. The truth, however, is far more sinister than Max could have imagined. Salvatore Moretti, the man who raised him like a son after his parents' death, was Fiona's real killer. Sal strangled her in that same alley when she threatened to expose his lucrative human trafficking operation with the notorious Santangelo crime family. Max's estranged uncle, Vito DeMarco, witnessed the entire scene from his hiding spot behind the dumpster, capturing the murder on a camcorder he'd been using to gather evidence against Sal. Instead of bringing justice to light, Vito used the recording to secure his own protection, blackmailing Sal while leaving his nephew to shoulder the burden of imagined guilt. This revelation acts as both salvation and poison for Max. Learning he isn't a killer liberates him from decades of self-hatred and paranoia, but the betrayal by Sal, a man he trusted completely, shatters his foundation. The Moretti funeral home, once his sanctuary, becomes tainted by memories of that night and the realization that his surrogate father used his vulnerability to protect himself. Even Dante and Lorenzo's loyalty comes into question. Did they know the truth all along? The truth forces Max to reevaluate his relationship with Uncle Vito, whom he'd previously dismissed as a criminal unworthy of family loyalty. When Vito resurfaces years later with Kristen, Max's half-sister he never knew existed, the situation becomes exponentially more complex. Max must navigate treacherous waters between blood ties and chosen family, all while protecting Kristen from those who might use her as leverage in old vendettas. His past isn't merely personal demons to exorcise. It's an intricate maze of conflicting loyalties, buried secrets, and looming threats that endangers everyone he holds dear. From the moment Joey Moretti returns from her Italian boarding school as a grown woman, Max DeMarco is fighting a losing battle against his attraction to her. Their chemistry is explosive and undeniable, complicated by the fact that Max is Joey's brother's best friend and right-hand man in the Chicago Mafia. Their training sessions together become a form of exquisite torture for Max, who forces himself to look only at her eyes to avoid standing there with a raging boner. Joey, meanwhile, has harbored feelings for Max since her teenage years. Despite being a feminist to the core, she admits she would gladly drop to her knees for this man. The forbidden nature of their attraction only intensifies their desire, creating a palpable tension whenever they're in the same room. When they finally succumb to their passion against a building near a nightclub, the encounter is transformative for both of them. Max is horrified to discover he's taken Joey's virginity in such an unceremonious way, while Joey is determined to prove she doesn't regret a moment of it. Their physical connection is described in raw, explicit detail. Max's pierced anatomy becoming a source of both intimidation and pleasure for Joey, while her innocence and eagerness drive Max to the edge of his control. What makes their relationship compelling beyond the physical aspects is how they challenge each other. Joey pushes against Max's protective instincts, demanding to be seen as an equal rather than a fragile princess. Max, in turn, helps Joey embrace both her strength and her vulnerability, supporting her ambitions while protecting her from genuine threats. Their dynamic is one of mutual growth, even as they navigate the complicated power dynamics between them. The forbidden nature of their relationship creates genuine conflict rather than merely serving as a plot device. Joey's brothers have legitimate concerns about Max's dark past and violent tendencies, while Max himself worries that his possessive love might ultimately harm Joey. These obstacles feel substantial rather than contrived, giving their eventual union real emotional weight. The Moretti family represents the classic mafia dynasty, powerful, protective, and deeply patriarchal. Joey's brothers, Dante and Lorenzo, have built an empire after killing their abusive father, Salvatore. While they love their sister fiercely, they've kept her sheltered from both the family business and the darker truths about their father's crimes. Joey chafes against these restrictions, viewing her family mansion as a gilded cage built by my overprotective brothers. Her desire to join the family business isn't just about professional ambition. It's about claiming her birthright and being recognized as a true Moretti rather than a decorative princess. When she finally confronts her brothers about their double standards, she declares, "This is my fucking life," and reminds them of her true status. "I am a fucking princess, Max, Chicago royalty, heir to the goddamn Moretti Empire, and don't you ever fucking forget it." The novel explores how the Moretti men struggle to reconcile their protective instincts with respect for Joey's autonomy. Dante initially dismisses her interest in the business, but gradually recognizes her capabilities. Lorenzo, though less prominently featured, supports his brother's evolving perspective. Their wives, Kat and Anya, serve as important allies for Joey, helping the brothers understand that their patriarchal attitudes are outdated and unfair. By the epilogue, Joey has proven herself a capable businesswoman, doubling profits at the casino her brothers entrusted to her and negotiating expansion into Atlantic City. This professional success represents a significant evolution in the family dynamic. Joey is no longer just protected by the Moretti power, she's an active participant in expanding and maintaining it. The family's complex dynamics extend beyond the core Morettis to include their extended network. Max, though not biologically related, has been like a brother to Dante and Lorenzo since they took him in at 14. This creates additional tension when his relationship with Joey is discovered, as it feels like a betrayal of trust. The novel explores how chosen family can be as meaningful and complicated as blood relations, especially in the high-stakes world of organized crime. When Max and Joey's relationship is discovered, it shatters the brotherhood between Max and the Moretti men. Dante's reaction is visceral. He punches Max and declares him dead to me. Lorenzo's silent disappointment cuts just as deeply. This rupture isn't just about protective brothers objecting to their sister's boyfriend. It's about a perceived betrayal of trust between men who have been through life and death situations together. The novel explores how loyalty functions in the mafia world. It's absolute until it isn't. Max has been loyal to the Morettis since they took him in as a teenager, choosing them over his biological uncle Vito when forced to pick sides. Yet his love for Joey compels him to risk that brotherhood, knowing full well the potential consequences. Joey faces her own loyalty test when she discovers Max has been harboring a pregnant young woman in her apartment. Though devastated by what appears to be betrayal, she maintains her composure in front of others, demonstrating the emotional control expected of a Moretti. When the truth emerges that Kristen is Max's half-sister, not his lover, Joey must reconcile her relief with lingering hurt over Max's secrecy. Monique's betrayal of Joey represents the most extreme breach of loyalty in the novel. After a lifetime of friendship, Monique sells Joey out to Victor Pushkin out of jealousy and greed. Her declaration that Victor is her ticket out reveals the transactional nature of her loyalty. It was always conditional on what Joey could provide her. Victor's subsequent execution of Monique shows the fatal consequences of misplaced trust in this world. The resolution of the brotherhood conflict comes through a combination of crisis and female intervention. When Max is kidnapped, Dante and Lorenzo put aside their anger to rescue him, demonstrating that their bond transcends the immediate betrayal. Meanwhile, Kat and Anya advocate for Joey's right to choose her own partner, helping the brothers see that their protective instincts have become controlling. The reconciliation isn't immediate or easy, but it's authentic to the characters and their world. Violence permeates the world of Joey and Max, serving both as a threat to their happiness and as a means of protecting what they love. The novel doesn't shy away from graphic depictions of brutality, from Max biting off a man's nose during his torture to Joey slicing off Victor Pushkin's ear in retribution for his crimes. What's most striking is how the violence is normalized within their world. When Max slices Victor's throat and pulls his tongue through the wound in a gruesome Colombian necktie, Joey watches with a satisfied smile, completely unfazed by the violence. Her reaction confirms Max's proud assessment. That's my fucking girl. This moment illustrates how Joey has embraced not just Max, but the violent reality of the world they inhabit. The novel explores how violence shapes relationships in this environment. Max's protective instincts manifest in brutal efficiency. He doesn't hesitate to threaten, torture, or kill those who endanger Joey or other loved ones. Joey, despite her sheltered upbringing, adapts quickly to this reality, participating in Victor's torture with methodical precision rather than squeamish reluctance. Their shared comfort with violence creates an unusual bond between them. After killing Victor together, they have sex in the basement beside his corpse, an extreme manifestation of how violence and passion intertwine in their relationship. Rather than being portrayed as dysfunctional, this scene is presented as a natural expression of their connection and shared values. The novel also examines how violence creates trauma that shapes characters' behaviors. Max's belief that he killed Fiona makes him pathologically afraid of hurting women he cares about. Joey's kidnapping by Victor leaves her feeling contaminated, needing Max's touch to reclaim her body as her own. These experiences don't break the characters, but forge them into harder, more resilient versions of themselves. By the epilogue, violence has become an accepted part of Joey and Max's relationship dynamic. Max's punishment of Joey for failing to check in after a meeting takes the form of a spanking that transitions into rough sex, physical pain and pleasure blending into an expression of their unique bond. This integration of violence into their intimate life might be disturbing in another context, but within the established rules of their world, it represents a form of honest communication between them. One of the most fascinating aspects of Joey and Max's relationship is its complex power dynamics. On the surface, Max appears to be the dominant partner, physically imposing, experienced, and protective to the point of possessiveness. He doesn't hesitate to issue commands, "Nobody else, Joey," or impose consequences when Joey defies him. Yet beneath this exterior lies a man who is utterly devoted to Joey's happiness and well-being. Joey, despite her initial inexperience, quickly learns to wield her own form of power in the relationship. She deliberately provokes Max, knowing exactly which buttons to push to get the reaction she wants. When she handcuffs him to the bed, demanding he acknowledges her ownership of him, she's asserting her own dominance in their dynamic. Her final words in the epilogue, "Sweet Max, I am always in control," reveal her understanding that her apparent submission often masks a deeper power. The novel explores how consent functions within this dynamic. Despite the intensity of their encounters, Max is meticulous about establishing boundaries and safety signals. Before their first oral encounter, he establishes clear communication. Squeezing his thigh means ease up, tapping means stop. This attention to consent continues throughout their relationship, with Max frequently checking Joey's comfort and willingness during their more extreme activities. What makes this dynamic particularly interesting is how it exists alongside Joey's growing professional power. As she takes control of the casino and proves herself a capable businesswoman, she's simultaneously embracing a submissive role in her private life with Max. Rather than presenting this as contradictory, the novel suggests these different expressions of power complement each other. Joey can be both the boss who doubles casino profits and the woman who enjoys being spanked by her husband. The power balance between them shifts throughout the novel, reflecting their growing trust and understanding of each other. By the epilogue, Max explains to Romeo that Joey's submission to him isn't weakness, but a reflection of my devotion to her. This framing challenges simplistic understandings of dominance and submission, suggesting their dynamic is ultimately about mutual care rather than control. Both Joey and Max struggle to define themselves beyond the shadows cast by their families. For Joey, this means asserting her identity beyond being the protected Moretti princess. Her brothers sent her to Italy for 3 years to shield her from their father's arrangement with Victor Pushkin, but this protection came at the cost of her autonomy. Her return to Chicago as an adult is marked by her determination to claim space in the family business and make her own choices about her life and relationships. Max's identity journey is even more complex. Orphaned young and taken in by the Morettis, he's caught between gratitude to his adoptive family and questions about his biological roots. When Kristen appears with messages from his estranged Uncle Vito, Max must confront uncomfortable questions about where his true loyalties lie. Vito's accusation that the Morettis turned you against your real family forces Max to examine whether his devotion to Dante and Lorenzo has blinded him to important truths. The revelation that Max didn't kill Fiona fundamentally reshapes his self-perception. For years, he believed he was capable of deadly violence in a moment of lost control, which made him pathologically careful about his relationships. Learning that Salvatore Moretti was the real killer frees Max from this burden, but creates a new identity crisis. If he's not the monster he believed himself to be, who is he? Joey and Max help each other navigate these identity questions. Joey encourages Max to reconnect with her half-sister Kristen, supporting his exploration of family ties beyond the Morettis. Max, in turn, advocates for Joey's inclusion in family business matters, recognizing her capabilities when her brothers still see her as needing protection. Together, they create space for each other to be more than their prescribed roles. By the epilogue, both characters have established identities that honor their family connections while transcending them. Joey has proven herself as a businesswoman while embracing her role as Max's wife. Max has integrated his biological family connections with his loyalty to the Morettis, finding balance rather than being forced to choose. Their marriage represents not just a union of two people, but a successful integration of their complex identities. The journey from darkness to light forms the emotional core of Joey and Max's story. Max begins the novel believing himself to be irredeemably tainted by Fiona's murder, telling Joey, "My kind of love isn't the type you're looking for." His self-loathing manifests in his conviction that he doesn't deserve happiness or a normal relationship. Joey challenges this narrative directly. "Why do you get to tell me what I deserve? I choose my own life, Max. Don't you dare try to tell me this is for my own good." The truth about Fiona's death offers Max a chance at redemption he never thought possible. learning that Salvatore Moretti was the real killer frees him from the burden of believing he's capable of murdering someone he cares about. This revelation doesn't erase his violent nature. He remains capable of brutal acts against enemies, but it allows him to trust himself with Joey in a way he couldn't before. Joey's redemptive arc is more subtle but equally significant. Raised in a gilded cage and sent away to Italy during crucial teenage years, she returns to Chicago determined to prove herself worthy of the Moretti name. Her journey involves not just claiming her place in the family business, but finding her voice in a world dominated by protective men. When she participates in Victor's torture and execution, it represents her full integration into the family legacy, embracing both its power and its darkness. Their relationship itself becomes a vehicle for redemption. Max's devotion to Joey transforms him from a man who believed himself unworthy of love to one who proposes marriage despite his previous convictions against it. Joey's love for Max gives her the courage to stand up to her brothers and claim agency over her life. Together, they create something neither could have achieved alone, a partnership based on complete acceptance of each other's darkest aspects. By the epilogue, their redemption is complete. Max has moved from believing himself a monster to embracing his role as a loving husband. Joey has evolved from sheltered princess to powerful businesswoman and equal partner. Their marriage represents not just personal happiness, but a kind of redemption for the Moretti legacy itself, transforming from Salvatore's corrupt empire to something that, while still violent and criminal, is governed by loyalty, love, and a certain moral code. As Joey and Max build their life together, they confront the question of what legacy they want to create. Both come from complicated family histories marked by violence, betrayal, and secrets. Their challenge is to honor the positive aspects of these legacies while breaking destructive patterns. Max's proposal to Joey represents his most significant break with his past. Having previously declared he would never marry, he explains that she has changed everything. I want you as my wife, not just my girlfriend or my partner. This choice symbolizes his rejection of the solitary path he once believed was his only option. By choosing marriage, Max embraces vulnerability and connection over isolation and self-protection. Joey's decision to work at the casino rather than pursuing a conventional career represents her embrace of the Moretti legacy while transforming it. Unlike her father, who used the family business for exploitation and trafficking, Joey approaches leadership with integrity and vision, doubling profits through legitimate means. Her success demonstrates how the next generation can redeem even a tainted inheritance. Their conversations about children reveal how both are thinking about future generations. Though they agree to enjoy a few years of just us before starting a family, they both want children eventually. This desire represents hope, a belief that despite their violent world, they can create something worth passing on to the next generation. The epilogue shows them 5 months into marriage, having established a balance that works for them. Joey runs the casino with armed guards ensuring her safety, while Max maintains his protective role without stifling her professional growth. Their continued passionate connection suggests they found a sustainable way to blend their personal relationship with their professional responsibilities. The novel ends with Max's declaration that every moment with her is heaven, suggesting that despite the violence and complexity of their world, they've created a haven in each other. Their legacy, ultimately, is this relationship, proof that even people shaped by dark circumstances can find light together if they're willing to face hard truths and choose love over fear.